So news time is now 7:49. Let's keep you up to date with Triple Team traffic on this Friday. And how's the weather impacting the commute, Andy?
Well, it's certainly played a role, although it's probably not the only reason for the slowdowns I'm seeing on I-15 between 123rd and 106 South. It does appear to be part of the reason of the slowing that we're seeing on Bangor Highway, especially at 5400 and from 4100 South up to about almost to the 201 freeway. Got a crash in West Valley now, 56 West, just right in front of Hunter High School, it looks like. Eric?
Plows have gone through the summit one more time, I-80 eastbound, where we have another crash now. This one's over on the left side. And now this one, maybe it's because of the snow plows, the traffic is slowing behind it, but it may also be because of the accident as well. Also got a report of an accident if you're on U.S. 6 and you're heading out of Spanish Fork. About 30 miles into the drive at Soldier Summit, we've got a report of a rollover accident, so you may have to slow down there. Heather?
No major delays. Southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, and the roads are drying out, but occasionally you'll see some brake lights in the typical areas like Kaysville, Bountiful Woods Cross. But no big problems on Legacy Parkway. I do have one stalled vehicle on the on-ramp from 2300 North Warm Springs Road to go southbound 15. Designer suit collections including Calvin Klein, DKNY, Austin Reed, Michael Kors, and Jack Victor at affordable prices. Mr. Mac. No one buys, no one sells, no one cares the way they do. Absolutely no one. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.